He remembered a sermon his father once preached in which he asked the congregation, "Can you bear to live half an hour in fire? If not, how can you bear to live an eternity in hell?" Several people gave their lives to God that day, and since that Sunday, Jonathan developed a distaste for hot weather. "I feel as if God has poured himself into my life today," he wrote in his prayer journal. "He has splashed me with grace and showed me his glory." Kneeling down upon a small pew he had built at the front of the cabin, Jonathan began to pray. "Forgive me, Father, for fighting with Mary yesterday and for letting my pride surface. You know that's the biggest area of weakness for me," and slam! The door swung open.
"Hurry, shut the door,"
yelled a classmate.
"No, you shut it,"
the other said. Jonathan opened his eyes. "What are you two doing? Can't you see I'm praying in here?"
"There's a witch after us. She chased us through the swamp."
Jonathan stood up to look out the window.
"No,"
they said, pulling him to the floor.
"She'll see you. She's got evil green eyes, and one glance from her will put a curse on you forever. Remember what happened in Salem not too long ago?"
Jonathan remembered. His parents often told him about the women who were accused of witchcraft and sentenced to death. They were casting spells on people, his father had said, and worse than that, they were accused of being friends with the devil himself. Jonathan was suspicious about those stories. His scientific mind struggled to understand the superstitious laws of Salem. Yet he was only 9 years old and could not dismiss the possibility of their truth.
"How far was she behind you?" Jonathan asked.
"Not far enough," his friend replied.
"She wore a large black hat and carried a broomstick. I think she was flying."
"That's impossible," Jonathan said.
"Not for a witch," he said.
"Wait, I think I hear her." The three boys held their breath, huddling beneath the pew. They heard footsteps, one after the next, closer and closer. Jonathan tucked his legs behind him so the witch couldn't see him through the window. He felt protected inside his cabin, almost as if God had wrapped him in a cocoon. But he trembled beside his friends.
"We're doomed. It's all over for us," one of them said.
Memories of their short childhoods raced through Jonathan's mind as the bright beams of sunlight glowed through the foggy window. Jonathan stole a peek.
"What do you see?"
they whispered. Jonathan's eyes were wide with fear.
"A dark hat,"
he replied, paralyzed with fear. Something scratched against the latch of the door.
"God help us," yelled one of Jonathan's friends. "She's coming inside."
They shut their eyes as the door cracked open.
"Please don't curse us,"
the other friend shouted. A wiry woman with a long broomstick walked into the cabin.
"Boo,"
she yelled, waving her hands above her head.
"Boo."
Jonathan opened his eyes.
"God rebuke you," he shouted, standing to his feet. "In the name of Jesus, God rebuke you."
Suddenly, the witch collapsed on the ground. In laughter.
"Mary? Is that you?"
Jonathan asked. Mary erupted in laughter and could not control herself.
"You should have seen your face," she giggled. "Did you actually think I was a witch?"
Jonathan's friends laughed even harder.
"You really fell for that one, Jonathan," they said.
"What? You knew about this?" he asked them. They nodded and ran with Mary out of the cabin. Jonathan burned with anger against them. "One of these days, I'm going to leave this town," he thought, "and I will never see these people again." Too mad to pray, Jonathan.